Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court in Virginia strikes down Virginia's marriage amendment. We're going to be discussing its flawed reasoning on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Rena Linda Valtzen, the academic dean for Liberty University School of Law. And Rena, you have done a review of this particular decision. It was a decision that was a split decision that came down and struck down in a 2-1 decision Virginia's marriage amendment, which actually not only is part of its statute, but also part of a constitutional amendment passed overwhelmingly by the people.
Yeah, this is another decision we see of an out-of-control judiciary essentially making up law as it goes, declaring things to be that do not exist, and declaring rights that do not exist, and overriding the will of the people. And in this particular case, in a situation where the Attorney General failed to represent the people and defend the marriage amendment. And this is the kind of result you get.
Now, this is the democratically elected Attorney General that became the new Attorney General in Virginia in January of 2014. And after becoming the Attorney General, switched and stopped defending. In fact, actually argued that the laws regarding marriage are unconstitutional. But notwithstanding, you got a 2-1 decision, no matter which way this Attorney General failed in his duty to defend the law, that has some really flawed reasoning that we've never even really seen in some of the other cases that are out there on this issue.
Yeah, you have the decision, first of all, affirming what the Supreme Court has been saying in some of its recent decisions, that morals are irrelevant to our laws, that they can no longer be the foundation of any laws. And if anybody stops and thinks about that for a minute, all laws have a moral foundation. The question is which morals are going to prevail. So the lunacy of an opinion that says morals cannot be the foundation should be apparent to everybody.
Yeah, every law is a manifestation of some morality, whether it's a speeding law at 65 or 55. There is a moral judgment that's at issue that you need to have it at that certain level so that you can protect life. Well, the moral object is the protection of life, and so the result is the speeding law limitation. Every law is a manifestation of morals. Drug laws, prostitution laws, murder laws, abuse laws, that's all morality writ in statutes or in cases. So you can't get away from legislating morality. Law is the manifestation of morality. It's just a question of whether it's morality or immorality or somebody else's skewed view of morality.
Yeah, and I think if you're ever in a conversation with somebody and they agree with this idea that laws can't be based on morals, you just need to ask them how far they're willing to take that. Because essentially then it has to be the eradication of all of our laws. So it's a free-for-all. Murder's okay. It's okay if we go and we steal from somebody. Because that's a moral decision to protect property. All of those laws would go out the window if we truly adopt this reasoning.
Now, one of the issues that they came out and said, which is really flawed, is they struggled with the Supreme Court precedent that whenever you find a so-called fundamental right, that you have to find it rooted in history. A fundamental right in constitutional law has to be either specifically articulated in an enumeration of the Constitution. So a fundamental right would be freedom of speech, freedom of religion. It's part of the First Amendment. It's actually absolutely articulated. And if it's not articulated specifically, then the court has said it has to be deeply rooted in our history, such that if you were to not protect it, it would literally unravel the concept of ordered liberty. It is so essential to who we are, and it is so deeply protected in our history that you have to protect it. Parental rights can be something that falls within a category such as that. Now, here, obviously, the issue is, does same-sex marriage become a fundamental right? And the answer clearly is no. If they really were honest, it's no. In fact, to the contrary, same-sex marriage or homosexuality has always been considered a crime against nature. Instead of protection deeply rooted, it's been something that has been criminalized in our culture, not just in America, but around the world.
Actually, I'm not sure the majority in this court struggled with it, because it actually looked back and admitted that historically, since the founding of our nation, marriage has been defined as one man and one woman, and then it simply said, that's irrelevant. So the majority didn't struggle a whole lot with this idea. They just pushed it aside and moved on. And coupled that with another, I think, bold statement of what the courts are doing, it said, it admits the Supreme Court readily changes the law. Marriage has to be an expansive idea that is stretched and understood, and it admits the Supreme Court has been changing that, and it's been evolving over time. So it states history is irrelevant, and apparently it's the job of the Supreme Court and now the circuit courts to stretch and evolve the understanding of what marriage is.
Well, I'm not sure that courts, even the Supreme Court, has changed the definition of marriage. In fact, even last year in the Windsor case that struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, it said that several times that the essential authority of a state is its right to be able to define marriage. Now, I would take issue with that. Just like you can't define gravity, you just simply name it. It's there. It's part of the natural created order. You don't create gravity any more than you create marriage. You just append a name to it so that you can understand its existence. But the Supreme Court hasn't evolved on that. But what this is clearly is a judicial activist kind of decision where they think that they are the decision makers and they can create brand new law.
Absolutely. And there's actually one more statement that probably was one of the most surprising statements I've seen in any marriage decision thus far. Struggling with the idea of, is there this constitutionally protected right and why do we have limits on marriage? And one of the limits we have is we say that marriage actually has a procreative purpose to it. We know that kids need moms and dads. And so those couples, a male and a female, who can most naturally create a child, we want to encourage them to get married. And so one of the arguments that's often made by the other side is, well, you let elderly marry who can't have kids, or you let sterile people marry who can't have kids. And our response is, yeah, but they're the coupling, the representation, that male and female, they could have kids, and you're certainly not going to inquire into those things. This court made the statement that this is resting on the improper assumption that same-sex couples don't have sexual relations with opposite-sex people. So now the struggle over all these years for same-sex couples, because that's who they are, that's their identity, we need the right to marry, and now you've got a court saying you get the right to marry, and by the way, we know you have relations with the opposite sex sometimes. It's just incredible what's being said.
I mean, think about that a minute. You got two people that are married of the same sex, and this particular court says, well, they might still be able to have children because they could have sexual relations with someone outside of that marriage relationship. But basically, they could have either a polygamous, a polyamorous, or an adulterous type of relationship outside of the union between two people. And of course, there really is no union between two men and two women as there is in a union between a man and a woman. This is absurd, and I've never seen that in any other case.
No, and if you think back 10 years when all this marriage litigation was getting started, you know, if you'd have suggested something like that, they would have disagreed vehemently. It's like, of course not. I'm identified as same-sex relationship. This is my sexual orientation. It can't be changed. And you are depriving me of the right to be in a relationship and marriage relationship with someone I love. And now they're getting that right from almost the majority of states at this point by courts or legislatures. And now they're saying, by the way, we can have relationships with whoever we want to, and we still get this right to marriage.
And, you know, the implication of that particular decision, and frankly, that one in specific, but also all of these cases that try to say that there is a so-called right to same-sex marriage, is that once you do that and you make gender irrelevant and you make marriage different than what it historically is and frankly always has to be by virtue of nature, you open it up for polyamory, group marriage, or polygamy. And there's no reason, there's no logical or legal reason to stop it beyond two people of the same sex.
Yeah, there's no rational line drawing beyond that. Once we've opened the door and fundamentally altered what we know marriage to be, one man and one woman, it's any consenting adult. It's two, it's three, it's four. We're seeing them already wanting the right to raise children in couples of four and five people because more the merrier is the logic. And there's no rational way we can say no once the court abandons the foundational understanding of what marriage is.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is the beginning of the end of marriage, if this, in fact, is what the country does. This will be a cultural shifting situation if America crosses that precipice, and some states have, obviously, but if America in general does, and if these other states continue along that road, it not only will destroy the institution of marriage itself, we've seen that happen in the Scandinavian countries, it's going to hurt children, obviously, and it's going to be a direct assault on religious freedom. This is the battle line. This is the cultural divide of our generation. This is something that we must win. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Not only are we fighting in the courts, but also in other areas as well to make sure that marriage is protected and preserved. Again, you can go to lc.org, Liberty Counsel's website, or libertycounsel.com, that's C-O-U-N-S-E-L. And on that website, libertycouncil.com, another one of our websites, you can sign up for the Grassroots Action email and get other information about petitions and how you can have your voice heard in the nation's capital and around the country. For more information about how you can get involved in advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family, call Liberty Council at 1-800-671-1776. We covet your prayers and your financial support. Liberty Council has been involved in many of these marriage cases, arguing in defense of marriage, filing briefs in many of these cases. We couldn't do it without your support. And we understand that this right now is a testing of the judiciary. We'll have a discussion about that at some other time in terms of how this literally is putting the judiciary at a test and may ultimately weaken the judicial authority in the minds of people around the country. For more information, go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.